Welcome to Daily Metz, a podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan. Daily Metz are a prescription for spiritual health and wellness, offered by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner.
In the second chapter of Luke, we get this story of Jesus as a young boy in the temple. And it said, Jesus said to them, "Why were you searching for me? Did you not know I must be in my Father's house?" So the story of Jesus in the temple, which you probably know, is fascinating because at one moment the account kind of conveys an image of a child that's far wiser than its years if you actually take time to read the story, while in the next moment it demonstrates kind of a youth's careless disregard for his parents. And this is all about Jesus. As a boy, Jesus was wise, but he was also still very much a boy. From a young age, we're told that Jesus appeared both human and divine. He understood that there were more expansive definitions of family than the ones traditionally held, while at the same time, Jesus callously worried his immediate family of origin. I mean, I actually love this story. This brief story ends, though, with a hint of repentance. It says that after disappearing from the family caravan and causing his mother and his father to frantically search all of Jerusalem for him, it says that Jesus became obedient. Jesus chose to follow the instructions of his earthly parents, and he grew in age and in wisdom, as well as divine and human favor. That's what it says in the text. So Jesus made a mistake. He needlessly frightened his parents. And Jesus chose never to be that careless toward his family again, which means Jesus grew up. Let's pray. Lord, I think many of us have this image of a perfect Jesus, a Jesus who is divine from his conception. You know, is it not possible, Lord, that divinity is something that Jesus grew into? You know, as you encourage all of us to grow up and grow closer to you. Lord God, so many aspects of faith confuse us, but imagining Jesus dealing with some of the same flaws, we're able to recognize in our own lives that you encourage us to believe that we can learn and become more faithful. And we thank you for that encouragement. In Jesus' name, amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. God bless you, and have a wonderful day.